Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Well, good day. Welcome to Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. We have an interesting tool to speak with you about today. It's the number 4 and the word impact data, 4 impact data. Now, this particular tool is a Power BI enabled environment to really help your clients with your advisory work. And the founders of the platform have substantial business experience and substantial reporting experience. And both had exits from prior software tools that they'd done and frankly got a little tired of playing golf. And they thought, you know, we'd like to make a difference in the world and we'd like to help small businesses survive and grow. So they came up with a strategy, which they call Biz EKG, like a heart EKG. And they basically have measures of critical items inside the business and fairly easy to deploy. Now, there's a lot more I can tell you about it, but Brian, what would you note about 4 impact data?
What I'd suggest to you is that this tool is like where Power BI is an empty page. You can create anything you want. This is a tool that provides a little more focus to it and provides you more structure. So you don't have to go out and create everything from scratch. You can use their Biz EKG library to go through and build out your KPIs so that you're able to measure and report on the metrics that you need to improve the operation of your business. You know, the thing I would say to you is that it gives you the Biz EKG library realistically gives you a number of interfaces so that you can go ahead and be productive from start. And you've got some pre-built data models and some other pieces in here that you can use instead of having to generate this yourself.
Yeah. So, you know, in the development of this, both of the developers came from large financial reporting and business intelligence tools. And, you know, the old way you did it in the mid-market was with a complicated analytics software. And the thinking here is trying to do knowledge as a service in this particular platform. They came up with a concept that they call codified wisdom. I call it codified in my Kansas pronunciation. But basically, they determined that they saw the same questions asked by various industries, and that they knew how to get insights based on the data relatively rapidly with that approach. Now, the methodology is simple. The basic connection is made to your various accounting softwares and the data is loaded, and they connect this in real time and they get everything set up and then help put you in a position to take action. Now, the modules in here are very interesting. And you know, when I brought you in to, review this with me, because I like to make sure I'm not getting starstruck by looking at some of these technologies, you know, they basically have developed KPIs across a number of key elements in various sectors. Now, you can see these on the website, and you should take a little bit of a review on this. But they have, for example, financial metrics that are available. And, you know, they look at cash and the cash flow, and they look at the financial health by revenue and profit and cash and other measures. And they have advisory questions and items that can be done. So the financial side's pretty good, but then it gets even stronger when you get over into the customer side, the project side, the operations side. So again, Brian, when I think about it, the amount of data that can come out of this system is pretty phenomenal. So do you recall some of the elements on the customer side here?
On the customer side, you know, you could drill down. I think it's, you can drill down into the activity with customers, how many new customers you're adding a month, what's the lifetime value of them? Are you growing your customer base? Are you growing sales? What's our trend on billings? You've got a lot of pieces like that. The thing about a lot of small and mid-sized businesses is that the time it takes to come up with your database layout and to connect the different pieces together in Power BI, that's the part that they don't have anybody to do at a small, mid-sized business. And so what this really does is it gives you more of a Lego kit for building out that data supply chain or that data infrastructure so that you don't have to go out and reinvent the wheel. You know, why do you need to go out and have a different schema for when you connect to QuickBooks Online than somebody else does? And the answer is you don't. So use one that works, and then use something that works with other platforms as well.
Yeah. And you know, you and I have been around this track a few times too, with the financial reporting writing we've done. And let's face it, you have a long history of analyzing and reviewing products. That was really the foundation of our podcast together. And by my best reckoning right now, there's 100+ financial reporting tools out there. And by my best reckoning also, I don't know of a tool quite like 4Impact Data at this point. Now, you can build Power BI stuff, but you can't get this stuff off the shelf, if you will. And there are a number of other CFO-related or controller-related types of offerings, and some of them are quite good, but I just haven't seen anything quite like this one. So we could...
The thing I think that this really does for you is it gets you quicker time to value. I mean, certainly it's not cheap, but it has, you know, it has a platform that will gather the data, organize it, and then push it out to users. And I think that tool and the capabilities in there make it a lot easier for your average small, mid-sized business to be able to actually do something actionable with it. The thing about this is this makes it a whole lot more probable. If I see somebody using this, I think it's a whole lot more probable that they're going to have metrics that they can actually use to move their business.
Yeah, and that is true for your CPA firm, I believe, as well as for your clients' businesses, which is another twist on this whole methodology, if you will. So speaking of pricing, you know, the thinking from the business is that they can do everything they're doing for about $500 per month, per company, unlimited users, unlimited modules with month-to-month cancellation. So in effect, you basically wind up with no upfront fees or implementation costs, and you get all of their knowledge. And the only other expense that you've got is the Power BI module licensing, which, as you just pointed out, is kind of a $10 deal. So there is quite a bit of information on their website. And in terms of a overall offering, I think they've done a nice job with where they're at. And this has been getting built over a pretty long period of time. And I think it really is a wonderful advisory tool. So it can answer questions that you need to increase your success. And it's got this built-in codified wisdom for proven guidance and expertise. And the more companies they have on it, I think the better job that they're doing. So other key questions that you would want our listeners to know about 4Impact Data.
I can go back and look at my own personal journey with Power BI, and I can tell you that, you know, it's very easy to spend 4 years wandering around Egypt like the Israelites in the Old Testament. you know, just trying to figure out what you're going to do with it and how you're going to do it. And then you put a little bit of value in here. You know, the thing about this is this gets you a lot closer to a solution and to where you have knowledge as a service, as opposed to just a toolkit. And that's the thing that I think really makes this go for people, because the data integration's included, you have the pre-built data models. You can go ahead and start using this a lot quicker, as opposed to trying to figure out what works and what doesn't. And you know, again, a small, mid-sized business, you don't have a BI expert inside to make this happen. And this is the make it happen piece that I think sets it apart.
Sounds super. Well, if you have not discovered 4Impact Data, I believe you'll find this is a very sophisticated reporting tool, and you can extend your client accounting service, controllership, and advisory offerings with a tool like this in your kit. Well, we have so many more products that we'll talk to you about in the Technology Lab. Every day is a new day for us, and we hope this is a new day for you, and you've learned something that you didn't know, and we'll see you on another Technology Lab. All the best to you. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.